The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It is, of course, a new year and many people will be looking for new love. Mairead Lochman is dating specialist and matchmaker and she's with us now. How you doing, Mairead?
Good morning.
Would you say that bringing someone to the darts would be a good way to start the relationship?
I think no. You know what? 34% of people that are in long-term relationships actually have a common hobby. So I think it might be no harm. If that's the case, though, as well, Jonathan, maybe shooting Cupid's arrow might be considered a sport as well.
Exactly. And who's going to deny Cupid the right to say that he's involved or she is involved in a sport? Can't remember which gender
exactly
Cupid is. So I'm moving on quite quickly from that. It is the time of year. A little bit earlier on, we were talking about changing careers. People might say, well, I'm definitely going to find my life partner this year.
This is exactly it. This is our busiest time of year at Love HQ Matchmaking. We've had hundreds of inquiries over Christmas. You have to remember, for a lot of people, it is a lonely time of year. Also as well, they're going to family events, they're going to social events, they're seeing their friends with their partners, they're seeing their family members, having their children, maybe a lot of their friends got engaged over Christmas. And also, I suppose, New Year's, new resolutions. Some people are drawing a line under it and like, right, that's my focus for this year.
The pressure that people put themselves under is immense, though, isn't it? I mean, it's more to do with social expectations than the need to find love, is it?
It is, but also I suppose loneliness does play a factor. Like, I don't think people give single people enough credit for how difficult it is to be single. You know, if you even just from financial perspective, their bills are a lot more because they're not sharing the household costs. If you look at from a perspective of going to bed at night and just waking up in the middle of the night and waking up in the morning alone. And like, it is a lonely thing for somebody that would genuinely like to meet somebody. And for a lot of people, like everybody that comes to me here at Love HQ, they are in a situation that they're genuinely looking for long-term real love. They're not looking for something casual, which they can find online. They're looking for something sustainable. They're looking for a life partner. They're looking for someone to, even as well, people are planning their holidays this year. Who are they going to go on holidays with? You know, a lot of my clients then are in the age group where they want to start a family. So they're thinking to themselves, well, look, you know, kind of TikTok, we need to get moving on this. A lot of them would have missed out a lot of time dating wise, we'll say, even during like lockdowns and COVID and everything, you know. So this is real life.
I know I'm getting older, right? Because I could say life used to be much simpler when I was younger, but it used to be much simpler. You go out to a nightclub, you shift someone and hope that they might shift you a second night and then a relationship would form. But now it's all online and it's terrifying.
Yeah, so at the moment, 27% of couples that get married are actually meeting online. So online is obviously hugely popular, but it is only around for the last 10 years. So for anybody that maybe was previously in a relationship and is now back single, it is very different landscape of dating, as like instead of what it was like maybe 10, 12, 15 years ago. On a Saturday night, you used to go out, you might maybe get rejected even once, you know, you have to kind of push yourself to make the effort because you wouldn't get another effort, maybe another opportunity for another week. But, you know, for a lot of people, it is hard. And when they're online dating as well, very often they're getting a huge amount of rejection. You could be talking to maybe five or six people in a night and get rejected five or six times. It's obviously a lot easier to ghost someone. So it's actually a lot more inhumane.
Sounds like you were watching me when I was in nightclubs years ago. Five or six would be a good night.
I think every nightclub around Ireland. But also then if you see the amount of nightclubs have even reduced the number of nightclubs around Ireland because it's not there anymore. People are online dating instead. So it's not necessary for the social element.
The one thing about the online that fascinates me is that you don't get to know somebody online. You get to know them by speaking to them, you know, by looking into their eyes and engaging with them and finding out, is this person actually the one for me or not? Has the art of the conversation been taken out of it, Mairead, because of the technology and the encroachment of the phone?
Well, first of all, the whole science of dating, you really will not know whether you're compatible with someone unless you meet them in person. So like there is that element. It doesn't matter how good you get on online. It doesn't matter if you've been talking for 4 weeks and they're the funniest person you ever met in your life and your whole life landscape completely aligns to each other and you think you're going to live happily ever after. When you meet them, within 3 seconds, basically, you will decide whether or not that they're compatible for you. It's a thing called pheromones and people don't take this into consideration, but that's where your compatibility really lies. So what happens is everybody has pheromones. And essentially what happens is when you meet someone, they bounce off each other. And essentially your bodies are trying to figure out unconsciously whether or not if you were to have babies, if they would have a diverse gene pool. And that's really what chemistry is, what attraction is. So that also explains why sometimes you might think to yourself, oh, I'm hugely compatible with this person that I have been, you know, talking to for the last 2-3 weeks online, and now I'm meeting them and it's going to be perfect. Or, and you know, then you meet them and straight away it's just like, they're not absolutely who you thought they were, or they're just, you can't explain it. They're just not suitable for you. And then sometimes you just meet somebody and you think to yourself, you know what? They're not exactly what I'm looking for, but there's this huge like chemistry with them. There's this huge draw. So there's kind of a bigger element is what I would say. But most certainly the art conversation, definitely from a flirting perspective. If you think of like a lot of my clients that come to me for matchmaking, I actually ask them, are you know, what type of personality have you? Some people say they're, and most people actually say they're more introverted in their personal life, more extroverted in their work life. And why is that? Because they've had to push themselves. Unfortunately, with dating, a lot of people, because they're not out and about and chatting to people in bars and flirting with people in bars, because of this, they haven't really developed their romantic personality. You know, the element of them that does flirt. And like, let's face it, in Ireland, we're not particularly great at flirting. Like, you know,
just doesn't exist. I mean, like, I grew up as a young Irish male. Didn't know what flirting was. I mean, I thought standing on my head or something would probably have impressed a girl, which obviously it didn't.
Like, I remember my school days. Like, if somebody liked you, they'd probably pull your hair before they'd give you a compliment, you know? So, like, that's the way dating has been taught to us in Ireland. So, like, one thing I would say for anybody that is looking to expand, you know, their flirting and everything in 2025, like actually learn how to flirt. Go on the internet, look up 10 tips on how to flirt. How, like, first of all, give a compliment. Hugely important. And that also extends to women. Like, men are used to giving women compliments. Women are used to receiving compliments from men. But why not give men compliments? You know, also as well, women making the first move. Like, very often women kind of tend to say, well, if he wanted to, he would. But that's not always the case. Realistically, women should also be making the first move. They should be asking men.
Are we not dealing with a group of empowered, confident young women in this country right now who should be doing that? And if they're not doing it, why aren't they doing it?
Some women are, not all. So what I will say is, realistically, women want to be modern women, but they also want to be treated like a lady. And so there is the traditional kind of, you have to remember, like, you know, it's only a generation or two ago that a lot of women didn't even go out to work. So, you know, it hasn't changed that much when it comes to actually, well, it has changed an awful lot, sorry, from the work perspective, but from the personal life perspective, women still want to be treated like ladies. They want to be wooed. They want a man to lead. They want a man to ask them out. And like, there is kind of an evolutionary part to that as well, because let's face it, they are the ones that have the babies. So they want a man that's going to kind of lead and look after them while they're, you know, taking a couple of weeks out or a couple of months out to have the baby, keep the baby alive. They want the man to be able to keep the roof over their head during that time. It's not a case that they're looking for gold digger or anything like that. There is a kind of evolutionary element to it, as to they need a man that's going to be able to look after them. So yes, they do want the man to lead, and they do want the man to be confident enough to ask them out on a date.
So you've gotten to the date, right? You're there, you're looking over the starters, and you've decided on your drinks. The one thing that I have learned in communications training in the years that I've been doing it is Irish people absolutely hate silence. They are constantly afraid that something catastrophic will happen if they stop talking for a millisecond. And as a result, then you might have one person who is talking 10 to the dozen and the other person on the other side going, Jesus, would they ever shut up? I mean, how do we get the balance right in conversation?
Like, realistically, a lot of research says that conversation should be 80-20 rule. You should be listening, you know, 80% of the time and talking 20% of the time. In dating, I really don't think so. I've matched over 10,000 people since 2016. And I've really seen that realistically, a date needs to be about 50-50. I think you're slightly winning if it's 60-40 in that you're listening 60% of the time and talking 40% of the time. Nobody wants to feel like they're carrying a date, but equally, nobody wants to feel like they're being interviewed. So there has to be that balance. Like, what is dating? Dating is two people getting to know each other. So, you know, if you come away from a date and you think to yourself, I have no idea anything about that person because they were just asking me loads of questions. So there has to be a bit of balance. But yes, people are afraid of awkward silences. I always say to people, like, there's two main subjects that people love talking about. That's holidays and food. I've never once met someone that hasn't said they really enjoy going out for dinner and, you know, are a bit of a foodie. Especially think in this day and age, people love going for brunch and they love, you know, trying new restaurants and everything. Also as well, this time of year is a great time to talk about, have you any holidays planned? And I think people are looking forward to getting a bit of sunshine and everything. So there's lots of things that you can fall back on. But I would say is don't be afraid of awkward silences. They, you know, if you're going on a date, they are a complete stranger. You are trying to get to know them. But I would say, you know, expand the conversation. Don't just give one word answers. Like, you know, develop it into an actual conversation instead of a game of tennis
you're,
over
you're,
a bat.
You're not living in a John B. Keane play. So feel free to expand the dialogue as appropriate. Sound advice as always. Mairead Lachman, dating specialist and matchmaker. Thanks very much for joining us this morning on The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.